Okay, Coach.
My this is guy's name is what?
His name is Skeeter Wilson. He's going to be filling in for Mr. Henry, but he's been given notes, and he's supposed to ask you the right question.
Okay, that's fine. I just want to get out my feelings on baseball.
And he's going to ask you that, but please be patient with him because he's never done it before.
What? Why do I have to? Never mind. It's all right, Coach. No one's trying to. It's just that Phil had to take the night off because he's got jury duty. He's got jury duty at the end of the month.
Yeah.
Well, why is he taking? It's just he has to prepare for it.
I mean, just Skeeter. Hey, here's Mr.
Hi, Skeeter Wilson. How are you, sir?
Yeah, great.
And you're Vernon?
Yeah, I'm Coach Vernon Dozier.
Yes, sir. I'm Skeeter Wilson. I'll be hosting the show, and so we got to get a commercial, don't we?
Yeah, I'll do it right now.
3, 2, 1, go. It's the Skeeter Wilson Show with Skeeter Wilson. Great values, great bargains, great places to shop. And tonight's special guest, Coach Vernon Dozier. Here now is Skeeter Wilson.
Okay, thanks a lot. And I am Skeeter Wilson. Thank you. You're,
I'm General Shaw.
Yeah, General Shaw, thank you so much. This is my first time being the guest host here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show podcast. I'm very excited about it. We're going to be talking tonight to Coach
Vernon.
Coach Vernon Dozier, and Coach Dozier is going to tell us about baseball and his feelings about baseball. But first, I want to tell you about Skeeter Wilson. Who am I? Well, I have been on TV and radio telling people about great bargains. The Skeeter Wilson Vibrant Package, that's the package that we sell. It's for your skin. It's skincare. Makes your skin glow. Makes your face look good. Makes your face look better than it ever has. In fact, it's our claim that the VibraCare or the VibraPact is something that will actually make you better looking. Because a lot of us, let's face it, we've seen better days, but when you just kind of ladle on that salve, I love to just pour it from the top of my forehead down to my chin, and I look in the mirror, and I go, look at my face, it looks good. That's what we do with the Skeeter Wilson salve. We also have the Skeeter Wilson weights. These are weights that you can do the arm curls with. You can use them with your legs. You can do the buttock. A lot of us like to work on the buttock, and I don't mean to focus on that because it sounds kind of silly and everybody talks about, ooh, I'm going to work on my butt. But you do want to work on your butt. And with the Skeeter Wilson weights, you put those around your ankles and you lift them up, you straighten it out, and it looks good. The other thing that we sell, the Skeeter Wilson way to be. This is a personal philosophy. I know you've had probably too much of a lot of people with their personal philosophies and their ways to make money and their ways to be a better person. This is simply the Skeeter Wilson way to be. Way to be. Get up in the morning and be happy, be friendly, shake people's hands, say hello to them, help them with their groceries, help them with a heavy bag. If a guy is going to get a parking space in front of you, let him have the parking space. If someone gets upset with you and wants you to just get out of their sight, just tells you to get out of their sight, go, leave, go. Don't bother them. Don't bother people. That's the problem, and that's what we think with the Skeeter Wilson way to be. Quit bothering people. A lot of people say this is interesting, and I would never know this to be the fact, but they say, you bother me, Mr. Wilson, because you're just look at this. Coach Dozier, how are you?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Okay, we'll get to you in a minute.
All right.
But what they don't understand is that I'm Skeeter Wilson. I'm the author of the Skeeter Wilson Way to Be. I'm the guy who says, don't bother people. So when they say that I'm bothering them, I'm saying to them, how can I be bothering you when I'm trying to tell you I don't want to bother you? That's what's funny about people. And that's why the Skeeter Wilson Way to Be, along with our face salve, along with our face salve, along with our leg weights, all kinds of different things, different ways to make your life way better, the Skeeter Wilson way. Let's bring on my first guest. Thank you for being so patient there, Coach Vernon Dozier. You were about to say what?
I was going to say you're a very energetic young man.
Well, we have a lot to be energetic about. It's a great world, Coach. Don't you agree it's a great world? I know we've got a lot of problems, but don't you think that life is worth living?
I certainly do, yes.
All right. So tell me about baseball. You tweeted something on Twitter the other day that you said that you don't like baseball. Please, God, make it go away. Remember when you said that?
Yes, I did. And
tell me about that.
All right.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, I'm sorry, Coach. I'm sorry. I forgot to do the Skeeter. It's the Skeeter Wilson dance.
Okay.
The Skeeter Wilson dance. We forgot to do the Skeeter Wilson dance, folks. Let's do the Skeeter Wilson dance. This is something that I do before all of my shows, when we do Skeeter Wilson's treasure chest, when we do the Skeeter Wilson pork hunt, when we do Skeeter Wilson's bargain basement, we do the dance. So let's do the dance. Okay? Count me down, General.
All right. 1, 2, 3, dance.
Come on. Yeah. You can't see me, but I am dancing. I'm rocking out.
Jesus Christ.
That one out. Yeah. It's the Skeeter Wilson dance. We got Coach Vernon Dozier.
Jesus. Can I?
What's wrong with... Hold on. What's wrong?
The last time I saw a human being doing what you're doing, I had to put like a tongue depressor. I had to keep them from swallowing their tongue.
Are you trying to say I look like I'm epileptic?
Well, I didn't know what you were doing.
It's the Skeeter Wilson dance. A lot of people don't recognize it because, you know what, it's entirely original. I know you're not trying to put me down. I know you're trying to make a joke out of me. But kind of saying that I look like I'm epileptic, or saying that I have St. Vitus dance or whatever that is, or that I have... Or saying, for instance, that I may have some sort of encephalographic problem, you know, problem with the chemicals getting from my brain down to my extremities. You're saying anything like that, no?
No. I'm just saying I never...
Well, that's my dance. That's what I do, so... that's what I do. And you know, Coach, you should try dancing instead of being too judgmental. We don't want to be too judgmental, but I know you want to talk about baseball.
Yes, I did want to. I didn't mean to put you down. I just, it was a little jarring, that's all.
Well, maybe it's jarring to see people having a good time, but that's what we do here on the Skeeter Wilson Show. We have a good time. We love to dance. We love to just, you know, here we go.
Come on.
Yeah, see, you're here.
Yeah.
Okay,
Skeeter Wilson is on the air. I'm dancing. Everybody out there and listening to Skeeter Wilson right now, do the Skeeter Wilson dance. And the way you do the Skeeter, I'll describe it because the coach got a little shocked by it. The way you do the Skeeter Wilson dance is you simply put your arms out to your side and you swing your arms out to your side clockwise fashion. Just swing them in a clockwise fashion and then kick your legs can-can style. So you're swinging... So you're swinging your arms clockwise, and you're kicking your legs can-can style. That's the Skeeter Wilson way. That's the Skeeter Wilson dance. That's the Skeeter Wilson expression. On Skeeter Wilson's show, Skeeter Wilson's Bargain, Skeeter Wilson's Bargain Basement, and Skeeter Wilson's Big Buys for you today here on this Tuesday, the 12th day of October, 2022.
Well, it's April.
Well, let's just say it's October. Let's have a little fun. Okay, so Coach Dozier, thank you, sir, for having the patience of Moses, you know. This is how we get into the show.
All right.
And that was the dance. And I know that kind of scared you a little bit.
I didn't know. Okay.
You didn't know I was dancing. That's how I dance. That's how I dance. That's what you do. You let yourself go. Can you give me a couple dance moves?
Look, I...
Just give me a couple dance moves. Coach Vernon Dozier's going to dance. Who wants to see Coach Vernon Dozier dance?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Coach. I mean, I need to...
Need some music? Let's put some music on for him, bud.
Okay, here's music Coach Vernon Dozier to dance to.
Okay, cut. You don't want to, you're doing a thing with your hips. Okay, that's good. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, that's what I was, Coach.
Yeah, but you were thrusting the hips out. It looked as if you were trying to give it to someone in the backside, and that's.
I was not doing that at all. What is this anyway?
Hey, look, if I could, Skeeter. We're doing, the Skeeter Wilson Show's on the air. We're moving.
Wait a minute, wait. Let's just forget about the dance, okay?
We got to have the Skeeter Wilson dance. You got to keep the Skeeter Wilson dance in, okay? If you want to cut out the coach's dance, that's fine. Don't cut out the Skeeter Wilson dance. You can't do that.
All right. We're not going to cut it out.
We won't cut it out, but...
Look, I you know, if Mr. Henry's not here, I can wait another day.
No. Please let me interview you. Please let me interview you. I won't do anything that's more embarrassing anymore. I swear I won't, okay?
Yeah, okay. I mean, what is this guy's story?
What do you mean? What is my story? I want to be here. I want to make this work for Mr. Henry, okay? The Skeeter Wilson Show, the Skeeter Wilson Way. This is the Skeeter Wilson, Skeeter Wilson's Bargain Basement. This is Skeeter Wilson's Bargain Hunt, you know? And I want to make this work at the Phil Henry Show. That's who put me on his website. It's the Skeeter Wilson Show. That's all I'm trying to say, okay?
All right, take it easy, Skeeter.
Good, man.
All right, I'm sorry, kid. Didn't.
No.
All right.
Come on, let's pick it up. Let's do the interview.
Okay. Sorry. Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, Skeeter Wilson here with Coach Vernon Dozier. We're going to talk about baseball. What do you think about baseball?
Well, you referenced the tweet.
Yeah, the tweet. You said that you were praying to God that, please, God, make baseball go away.
I was saying that I would go back to church. I would return to the religion of my parents.
Which was what?
A traditional religion, you know, God and...
Okay, traditional Christian religion?
Yeah. I would return to that religion. I haven't been much of a... churchgoer.
Do you feel bad about that? Do you feel as if you're exposed, you know, not being really religious?
No, I really don't.
Okay. You don't feel what?
That's not the point of the...
So tell me, you would return to a religious life, you would return to the church if there was no more baseball.
I was half joking. I said, God, please, why is there baseball? I will return to the church if you can just tell me why, you know, why do we have to put up with it?
Do you want to get rid of baseball? Or are you just wondering why there is baseball?
Well, I'm in my own sarcastic way, I'm saying yes. I'd like to get rid of baseball.
Why is that? Everybody plays baseball. It's a national pastime. No, hold on, hold on. I think I've got a good point to make here. It's the national pastime. Everybody plays baseball. I happen to like baseball. I can watch baseball a lot. And I think when you say, you know, get rid of it, what's the problem? Because everybody loves baseball. It's the national pastime, isn't it? What?
Nothing. Go ahead. I would say this, Skeeter.
Baseball. You're going to call it bagball?
No, baseball. No, I was not going to call it bagball. It's baseball. I know that.
Maybe they could call it bagball because, you know, the bases, what do they call it? The bags, you know? Don't they call it bag?
Yeah, they do. They call it bag.
It's called baseball, Skeeter.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want to call it bagball, hell, if they called it bagball, I might actually watch half of a game. But
that's not much.
No, it's not, because baseball is slow. Baseball has lost the younger audience. How old are you?
I'm 30.
30. Okay, I think you're still a part of the younger generation. Do you like baseball?
Yes, I do. I watch it all the time. I love baseball. It's the national pastime. It's the national game. It's the game that we all love. I like baseball. I like to watch it. I like to watch it on TV.
Have you ever been to a game?
No, I've never been to a baseball game. It sounds like it might be fun to do. If I get some free time, I'd love to go see one.
But you watch it on television.
I watch it. I have it on the background, and it's fun to have on. I turn around, and there's the man throwing the ball, and they hit the ball.
Well, let me ask this. Do you even know how the game is played?
I know a little bit about. Yeah, they throw the ball, and one of the men, if he's lucky, he gets to hit it, and the ball bounces out into the field, and then they pick it up.
Yeah.
Well, now you're getting now you're asking. They pick it up and they throw the man out.
They try to throw the man out.
Yeah, they try to throw the man out, but if they don't throw the man out, then the man is safe, right?
Yeah, he's safe. He's safe on either first base. Or
first base or second base or third base, which got co-opted by the vulgarians. The vulgarians in our society saying, well, you reach first base, second base, third base, as in the way that one would sexually or physically interact with a young lady.
Right, but I don't want to talk about that.
No, I don't want to talk about that either. But that was as I said, it was hijacked by the vulgarians. So in baseball.
All right, so you know how baseball's played.
I sort of do, yeah.
And all right, and you sort of do, and you... Do you watch baseball?
I do. I have it on in the background.
So you like baseball?
I do. I love baseball.
All right. Well, in any event, so, all right, you're a guy who loves baseball, but you don't even really know how it's played. And I think that's indicative of a lot of Americans. They say they like it. They say it's a national pastime. I don't think a lot of people watch baseball anymore.
Okay, but if a lot of people did watch baseball, would you like it?
No, I would still not like it. I don't hate it. I don't want anybody to think I hate baseball. There's no point watching baseball anymore, because I sit there, God forgive me for saying this, I sit there and I feel as if my life is just draining away. And when I watch baseball, like if I watch football, because I'm a football coach.
Yeah, I was going to say that about you. You're kind of prejudiced because you're a football coach, so you like football, so you're, you know, sort of prejudiced to favor football, which is probably the most popular sport, isn't it? Even though baseball's the national pastime?
I think football's more popular than baseball, yeah.
Yeah, it seems that way. It really does. And you know, don't ask me how it's played, because I don't know, but I do like football a lot. I do like to watch it.
You watch football?
Yes, oh yeah, I watch football all the time. But I'm not exactly sure about how many downs you get and that kind of stuff, okay? But I do enjoy the game very much. I have it on in the background a lot of times when I'm watching.
Well, but when you have these sports on in the background.
I do. But, I do like both sports. I really want to learn how they're played. I don't know all of the points and all of the rules. I don't know how many points you get for a baseball. In baseball, how many points? You get at 1 point if you score a home run, right?
Well, you get what's called a... Like, I don't want to talk about how the game's played, okay?
All right, fair enough. You don't like it. You want it gone.
I'm just saying, when I see it come on television, I sit there and I stare at it, and I get the feeling like, God, please forgive me, God, but my life is like draining out as if it was blood just draining into sand. And I sit and I feel myself getting more sad and more morose with each passing inning. And I want to, at some point in the proceedings, I want to go into the bathroom, you know, and look for see if there's any prescription.
Oh, Mike, so you're thinking about killing yourself?
No, I never really seriously think about killing myself, no. But I want to go through the motions. I would never kill myself in a million years, but some things make me want to go through the motions. Some things make me want to take an unloaded gun, and put the barrel in my mouth and click.
Oh my God!
No, I would never really do that.
You would never really put a loaded gun in your mouth?
No, I would never ever in a million years. But some things are so bleak and so without any soul or purpose or meaning that I want to, okay, if I were the suicidal type, here's what I'd do right now.
Well, a lot of people just use their finger and pretend like it's a gun.
No, I'm not using any finger. I go and I get my gun unloaded, and I put it in my mouth, and I click. And sometimes my wife will say, oh, for God's sake, Vernon, don't keep doing that. And I'll say, now, you know, that's how I would do it had I the lack of morality and the lack of intestinal fortitude. Were I a depressed type of person, that's what I'd do.
You don't think you're depressed when you watch baseball. You get very, you don't like it. You're not happy. You get morose. You see your life, as you said, pouring into the sand like blood. And you don't call that like a depressive nature?
No, not at all. Because other things that make, I get happy. I get joyous when I see a war movie. Now, some people may call that, you know, kind of creepy.
Well, it is kind of creepy. So you get happy when you see violence.
It's not real violence, though. See, that's not real violence. A war movie has nothing to do with violence.
Well, but it's depicting violence.
It may be depicting a lot. You know, look, I can't make love to the Mona Lisa because she's not real. I may want to.
What?
The painting.
I'm not familiar with it.
You've never seen the Mona Lisa?
No, sir.
Well, it's a very famous painting of what is supposedly a beautiful woman, although I don't get it. But I can't have physical relations with the Mona Lisa. I would never in a million years think that I could. So,
do you get, if you see a painting of a woman, do you get aroused?
No, I don't. I don't get aroused at a painting of a woman.
What about a photograph?
Maybe a photo. Look, I don't really want to talk about what arouses me, but I'm saying it's not real. I know it is. So, if I get depressed watching baseball, it isn't real when I go and I get my unloaded gun, put the barrel in my mouth, and go, hey, honey, this is what I sound like. I'll say, hey, honey. Well,
yeah, but that must scare the hell out of your wife.
No, she knows I'm clowning. And she'll say, Vernon, don't do that. It's disrespectful for the many people that have actually taken their lives that way. And I'll say to her, you know what, you're right. You're right, baby. And so I got to do something, see, because
baseball to you is so depressing an experience and so meaningless an experience and such an experience so devoid of any real reason to exist that you've got to do something simulating the ending of your life.
Yes, that's exactly right. And many times we have a swimming pool. I'll go out, I'll say to my wife, hey, you know, Mindy.
Your wife's name is Mandy. I thought you said it was Mandy.
I'll say, hey, Mandy. It's Mindy or Mandy. I forget what.
You forget your wife's name?
No, I didn't forget my wife's name, but we use either Mindy or Mandy. Anyway, so I'll wave and I'll say, hey, honey, I'm out here in the pool. Watch this. And I'll squeeze my nose and I'll go under. I'll go one and I'll come up one, two, three, three times, go down.
Like you're drowning yourself.
Like I'm drowning myself, yeah. Because I have to make an expression of some kind. I have to make a statement of some kind that what's happening on my television with these two so-called baseball teams is driving me mentally to the point where if I were a weaker person, I'd sit in my car. And sometimes I'll do this. I'll go out to my car. I will scotch tape a tube.
Oh, come on. You're not the hose running into the car?
Yeah, I'll scotch tape a hose from the exhaust, run it into the car, pretend like I'll say, hey, Mandy.
Your wife, she comes out and watches this.
Yeah, she will. Say, but honey, watch this. And I'll pretend like I'm turning the key. I'll go, I'll make the sound. Hold on for a minute now.
Yeah, this is. Where are you going?
Well, it's kind of scaring me a little.
You got to interview him, okay?
Sorry, go ahead.
I don't mean to scare you, Skeeter, but I'll just turn it on and go, I'll do that for a little bit. And I'll say, bye, honey. And I'll roll the window up with the tube. And I'll roll the window up with the tube sticking.
But it's not, the car's not really running.
No, it's not running. Yeah, what I'm trying to get to you, Skeeter, what I'm trying to say to you, I mean, is that baseball, I can't stand it because it is a dull game. It has lost all meaning and all purpose in my life. And I would suggest that it's probably lost all meaning and purpose in the lives of a lot of Americans. And as a result of that, I need to express how meaningless it is and what it does to me internally, what it does to me mentally.
Well, okay, what's the difference between you pretending like you're turning the gas on or turning the exhaust on, I mean, in the car, or pretending like you're shooting yourself? What's the difference between that and you say it's because you have a much more joy, you're not as depressed as a person that would actually do that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Were I a depressed type, these are the different things I would do to myself.
You wouldn't just turn the TV off.
I wouldn't just do what?
You wouldn't just turn the TV off.
It's a good point.
Thanks very much, General, for weighing in there.
Well, I mean, that's all you'd have to do. Just turn off the TV and then you wouldn't have to experience.
Yeah, you're right. I could turn the TV off. That as well. Okay, so those four things. I can pretend like I'm drowning myself, pretend like I'm breathing exhaust from my car, pretend like I'm blowing my brains out, or I could go over to the television set and simulate turning it off.
Well, why simulate? Why not just do it?
If I actually turned the TV set off and refused to watch the game in real time, then that would be saying I'm so weak and I'm so without any redeeming quality as a strong, free-thinking man that I have to turn off the television and not watch baseball in order for me to be free of its horrifyingly boring effects.
Well, and may, you know, the kid's got you there. He doesn't have me.
No.
You can just turn the TV off and you wouldn't have to watch it.
Yeah, it's true, Coach.
No, it's not true. And no, look, with all due respect, Skeeter, I thought that Phil Henry be interviewed. I don't know who you are. Here you are coming in making the...
Yeah, making a good point. Yeah, it is a good point. Just turn off the TV. I know you have to simulate suicide. I know you want to simulate shooting yourself. I know you want to simulate drowning yourself. I know you simulate breathing exhaust from the car, but why not just turn off the TV?
That's about the 19th time you asked me, and I said to you, I can't. I won't turn the TV off. I can turn it off, but then I won't be exposed to just how much it sucks ass.
Oh, my God. Let's take a break. Let's take a break from the Skeeter Wilson Show. I'm Skeeter Wilson talking to Coach Vernon Dozier here about his dislike of baseball. Pretty interesting. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, Skeeter Wilson here for Skeeter Wilson's Neighborhood Hunt. This is where we go through the garages of people's homes and look for interesting things that we can buy or sell. We just go right into the garage of anybody's house, and then the people will come out, and they may say, what are you doing in my garage? And we'll say, Skeeter Wilson's Neighborhood Hunt. We unveil a big banner, and we give them a Tootsie Pop, a bag of popcorn. We show them the camera. You're on TV, and as we are telling them that, we're walking down the driveway and going to the next house, and then by that point we're off their property. Now, if we've taken something from their garage, we'll say, this is what we've taken, we'll be right back, okay? So, most of the time, and I say 99.999% of the time, the people will say, oh, okay, go ahead and take it, but on the way back, after you've turned the TV camera off, will you bring it back? We go, of course we will, of course we will. Now, so we do if they want it back, but if they don't, we'll take it. It's hard to explain.
Skeeter Wilson's Neighborhood Hunt. It's hard to explain.
Tune it in next week on Channel 19, Skeeter Wilson's Neighborhood Hunt. Yeah!
That's the dumbest idea I've ever heard of in my life. And now back to the Skeeter Wilson Show. Here's Skeeter.
Ah, time to dance. I'm dancing. Oh, Coach Dozier's here. He thinks with the way I dance, it makes it look as if I'm throwing an epileptic fit, which I think is really unfair and unkind.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that, but when I first saw you do that, I wanted to get something, like a put on a rubber glove so I could get your tongue from going...
You thought I was going to swallow my tongue, huh? Yeah. What is that? Skeeter Wilson on the show here with Coach Vernon Dozier about baseball. He was talking about simulating committing suicide. So we said to him, well, why simulate committing suicide? Why? But I understand you're saying that because you want to show in your own heart and in your own way how much baseball bores you. But you're showing this to your wife, right?
Well, yeah, because Mandy.
Name's Mindy?
Her name's Mandy for the purposes of this show.
They use both names.
They use both Mandy and Mindy.
Okay.
I use Mandy. Don't worry about it. Can I get this? Playing with a glass. Sorry. I use Mandy. So I get my wife there, and I'll say, watch this.
So your wife is in the kitchen doing something?
She may be in the kitchen. She may be in the bedroom. She may be doing something else, yeah. And I'm watching baseball. I'll say, hey, honey, come on in and watch this. And she'll say, you're watching baseball again. And I'll say, "Don't yes, but, you know. And I'll have my unloaded revolver, and it's unloaded.
Not one in the chamber or anything.
Well, get a load of you. One in the chamber, huh?
Well, they say that a lot on television shows.
No, there's not one in the chamber. And I'll put it in my mouth. I'll go, watch this. Click. And she'll say, stop doing that. And I'll say, yes, you're right. It's not right of me to do. But this is what this is doing to me. Or I'll pretend like I'm drowning, or I'll pretend like I'm...
You take that like a fake hose and attach it to the exhaust and...
Yeah, and put it into the... And I pretend like I'm turning the car on.
And you pretend like you make the car noise.
The car noise?
I mean the motor.
Yeah. I'll say, Mandy, come on out to the garage. And she'll say, what now? And I'll go, do. So I'm making the sound of the car, and I'll put the hose in. I'll roll the window up. I'll roll the window up. I'll wave bye-bye.
And your wife just stands there watching that, huh?
Yes, she does. I'll wave bye-bye, And then, I'll get out of the car.
And then, of course, I asked the coach, why don't you just turn the TV off?
I can't. It's a good question. Here's why I don't turn the TV off. If I didn't turn, how could I make the point? If I'm out watching baseball, how am I going to get on the program here with Skeeter Wilson on this, whatever this, the Skeeter Wilson neighborhood orgy or whatever you call it?
No, neighborhood orgy. No, this is we hunt bargains. We do a lot of things for,
I know, the Skeeter Wilson facial.
Yeah, that's right. We'd be happy to give you one.
I'll bet you would.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, what I'm trying to say is that if I don't, I got to watch baseball in order to tell people how much I despise it. It would be like listening to the Skeeter Wilson show. I'm not saying this is true, but if I despise Skeeter Wilson, people would say, well, why? I'll say, here's why. See, I'm listening to it. This is why.
Yeah, but it's a good show. People will say, well, I like that show. It's a good show.
Well, maybe, but I would say to people, maybe if you like this, great. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. See? And what I'm trying to get you to understand. All right.
Well, don't blow a fuse here, okay?
Coach, no. I'm just trying to get this guy here. Skeeter is your name, right?
Yeah.
What's your real name?
My real name is Ernest.
Ernest. Ernest?
Yeah.
Okay, Ernest. I'm trying to get you to understand that baseball is so life-draining. So,
God damn. You all right, Coach?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's so soul-sucking. Baseball is such a coma-inducing. It is a prospect that one looks at and one feels fear because one knows that the biochemistry in your brain may seize up. Your heart may stop beating. You may stop breathing because you're watching baseball. See?
Well, thanks a lot, Coach. Vernon Dozier has been my special guest here talking about baseball and how much he hates it.
I'm Coach Vernon Dozier. I would like you to get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show website. I really do like Phil. I like his shows. I even like Skeeter. I was simply using that as an example.
No, you don't. You said that you'd be listening to it.
I was using it as, I'm using it as an example. I like you, Skeeter. And I like the Skeeter Wilson Show. I like everything on the Phil Henry Show website. And it's all there, including, of course, you got Dr. Ed Elcott with the Elcott The Next Step. You have all the old Kenny Slag shows. You got all of my shows, and well, now I guess you got Skeeter Wilson, too. And, of course, all of the interactions with the panel, Phil's radio show, all of the video casts, all the pre-shows, all the home movies. It goes on and on and on. It never ends.
Oh, it never ends. God, it never ends.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Grab it, love it, get it today.
Backstage pass it is.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention.
Welcome back, it's Skeeter Wilson. It's me, Skeeter Wilson. Don't forget to be listening for the Skeeter Wilson Bargain Basement, Skeeter Wilson's Neighborhood Hunt. We've got Skeeter Wilson, Facial or No, and also Skeeter Wilson's Way to Be. All of those are programs that are going to be debuting very, very shortly here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. I want to talk to Bud Dickman. Of all the guys on the Phil Henry Show that I kind of admire and kind of think is really interesting is Bud Dickman. Bud, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
But I don't think anybody's actually interviewed you, and I'd like to interview you right now. First of all, I want to ask you, how do you deal with so many of these weird people like Coach Dozier there who saying...
Is he talking about me? Coach, just leave, okay? Yeah, but if you're talking about me, go and leave.
You got to go, Coach.
I got to go, Coach.
God.
Go, just...
So, how do you deal with all of the very funny and strange and weird people? Like the interview I just had with Coach Dozier, and I like Coach Dozier a lot, but he was talking about he doesn't like baseball so much, he hates baseball so much that he simulates suicide to make that point to like his wife. Where do you find these guys?
Well, Coach Dozier is a guy that we've been had. I'm nervous.
Come on, bud. It's just like talking to a regular person.
I know, but also nobody's ever interviewed me. Coach Dozier is a guy that we have been had.
He's the guy that we had.
I know how to do it.
Don't make him nervous. Okay.
Coach Dozier is a guy that, okay, let me just relax because I've never been interviewed before. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Ask me again.
Okay. Where do you find guys like Coach Dozier? Coach Dozier is pretending like he's committing suicide.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Skeeter, he be a guy that we interviewed. Well, Mr. Henry knew him. He know of him. Mr. Henry know of him because he was a coach at a football. He knew the coaches of the high schools of where Mr. Henry's stepkids went to high school and Skeeter Wilson.
That's my name.
I mean, and Coach Dozier.
Okay, well, we'll start easy. Where are you from originally, bud?
Originally, I come from Ojai, California.
And where do you live?
Originally, I come from Ojai, California.
Where do you live right now? You live in Ojai.
I live in Ojai.
Okay, why are you nervous? I mean, I would think that you've been on the air a lot of times, Mr. Henry. I've heard you. You're very glib. Why are you nervous now?
I never had anyone sit and look at me and ask me questions, and I'm the person that they want to.
He's never been interviewed. Oh, you've never been interviewed.
No.
What do you think about baseball?
I think I agree with Mrs. Dozier.
You mean Coach Dozier?
Yeah, Coach Dozier. I agree with her. I agree.
What do you agree with? That you don't like it? You find it?
I think it's great.
What a disaster! Get out of here, bud.
I don't know how to be interviewed.
Okay, this has been Skeeter Wilson.
I'll do it. Skeeter, thanks very much. This is General Galen Shaw.
Wait a minute, I want to talk about our neighborhood hunt.
Yeah, your neighborhood hunt. Yeah, go into somebody's garage and steal their stuff. This is
I'm Skeeter Wilson, and this has been the Skeeter Wilson Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Here's the Salemies. Yeah. All around the world. Yeah.
Why don't you learn how to dance?
Your voice, you just went, why don't you?
You gotta learn how to dance, though.
I'm dancing good, okay?
Oh, my God.
You have a hard time. Oh, my God. It looks like you got a pole up there.
What?